A few days ago, I had a most interesting dream. I had this dream that I was maybe somewhere in medieval times or somewhere in the future. I couldn't tell, but I was in this building. And the dream happened several times that night where I woke up and then went back to sleep. I was sort of in this building with this army, and I remember they had shields and maybe guns or maybe swords, something like that. And we were waiting, and we were waiting for some sort of siege that was coming. And then kind of in the middle of the dream, we heard that there was kind of a section of the building or a section of the castle or the compound or whatever that had gotten broken into. And it was just a matter of time before whoever was the enemy was going to come and get us. And we basically all knew we were going to die. And it was just this awful dream. And it made me think of this movie that I had just watched called The Tomorrow War, where it's basically kind of this end of the world movie where they're trying to fight this war in the future, and this alien enemy that they're trying to fight sort of breaks in this compound towards the end of the movie, and they're basically facing the inevitable. What's interesting about these two things that I told you is they're both fake. They both didn't happen, probably aren't going to happen. They're not real. But what's happening in Afghanistan is real. And it's similar to what I just described, that they were waiting for this enemy army to come in, and one by one they began taking over each of their cities until they took over the whole country, and now they're right there. In today's video, I want to talk about what we can do for the people of Afghanistan. My friends, I think it's important that we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. And this video is a little bit different because I usually don't like to comment on political things or things that are going on, because I like to focus on other things. So many other channels do that. I want to focus on our Catholic faith, on the Blessed Mother, on hope. I don't want to focus on all the negative. Please support this channel. Please support me with your prayers. And check out some of my other videos. Sometimes when you check out YouTubers, they only show you the most recent videos. Look at some of my other videos that are also wonderful, and I put a lot of work into them. And I want them to help you grow in your Catholic faith, your love of Jesus, your love of Mary. So we need to pray for the people of Afghanistan. When you look at everything that everyone is saying, this is what you something hear. First, in the decisions that were made, that there was really no choice. Then, with the soldiers that were there, they feel this sense of helplessness. Then, with the people that are in the country, the Afghan themselves, that they are hopeless, that they basically have given up complete hope. That's what the president did, that's what the soldiers did, that's what the people, they've resigned themselves to the situation. And what you are not hearing is hope. Hope. And they probably have good reason. Their future looks quite bleak. And there's also the sense of helplessness. There's nothing we can do against this power. Well, we as Catholics have hope. And if you're a Christian, we have hope in Jesus Christ, that through spiritual power, we can change anything. And right now is a moment of truth for us to help these poor people. Put yourselves in their situation. They didn't choose to be born there. They love their country too. They love their culture. They love their language. They love their food. And why shouldn't they? We have a right to do that as human beings. Here in the U.S., we love everything that we are. Now imagine someone coming in and taking all of that away, possibly definitively, bringing on lots of suffering, lots of pain, lots of evil, like the Nazis happening here in the U.S. What would you want other people to do? That's probably what the Afghanis want. They want help. And we can help them, not financially, not physically, maybe not in any other way, but we can pray for the people of Afghanistan. All of this has been happening and finished around the feast day of August 15th, the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother, the day before also St. Maximilian Kolbe. And I've been speaking in other videos how the Feast of the Assumption is one of the central feasts of the Virgin Mary's house in Ephesus, because that's where she died, that's where they buried her, and that's where she was assumed into heaven. So there's a connection between that feast and Muslims, because that happened in Turkey, which is essentially part of the Middle East. Many, many Muslims go there from Turkey and from abroad. Many Muslims love the Virgin Mary because she's mentioned in the Quran and she has her own chapter. Pretty interesting. She doesn't even have her own chapter in the Bible, but she does in the Quran. So they love her, they honor her, they respect her. And we as Catholics know that she is the mother of God, that Jesus is God, not just a prophet. So we can fully invoke her power. Now, I want to challenge you to step out of the comfort of your life. We adjust our air conditioning. We add more seasoning to our food when we don't like it. We cushion our life. We make everything more awesome. And we're living in comfort. And God will judge us for that because we are not helping those that are in severe discomfort, that are in terrible suffering. Some of those people that we can help would be, for instance, the souls in purgatory. But the people of Afghanistan are about to go through something terrible, and we can stop it. Now, I want to remind you of this one bishop who, when Boko Haram was going around in Nigeria, and there was all these things that were happening, there was this famous story of this bishop who had the Blessed Mother or someone present a rosary to him, and it was just a very simple message. It just said, it was something like, Boko Haram, gone. It was just very simple, essentially saying, if you pray the rosary against this evil, this terrorist group will be done. And within some amount of time, not very long, in his diocese, the terrorists were gone. I challenge you to invoke the name of Mary, which is most powerful, especially against heretics, against people that are against the Catholic faith. It is very powerful to convert those people, to rid those spiritual evils that are attached to those people. I also challenge you to pray the rosary. I challenge you to sacrifice yourself, to offer any sacrifices for these poor people. Women will be raped, children, who knows what will happen to them. Many will be killed, murdered brutally. They will experience lots of trauma. They will be oppressed spiritually. We need to do something. We need to get off our couches and pray for these poor people if you're not doing so already. So my friends, please promote this video, support this idea. Pray for Afghanistan, invoking the name of Mary, praying the rosary, invoking Our Lady of Ephesus as their mother, that she may change the hearts of these wicked men, the Taliban, that she may change their hearts, because she is more powerful than them, and we need to stand up to this, to these cowards, to these brutes, to these bullies. We need to stand up to them with the Blessed Mother to convert them, to bring them to Jesus so that they can serve Him. If God can convert you and I and St. Paul and all these other sinful people, He can convert the Taliban, especially through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. Please take my message seriously. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next video.